Latino celebrations in Iowa. This is Iowa Roots, people who carry on their cultural traditions, the arts, skills, and knowledge that make us who we are, a production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folk Life Program and Iowa Public Radio.
My name is Graciela Breeze. I've been here in Storm Lake for approximately 22 years. I grew up in Mexico, and I did part of my schooling over there also. It's pretty diverse. In our community, we have Salvadorians, Guatemalans, Mexicans, and we have from all over. Storm Lake is approximately, I'll say, around 10,000 people, and I will say probably anywhere from 35% to 45%. It's Latino. With the traditions that we have every year in this town, we celebrate the Virgin of Guadalupe. We have dancers that they dress up like matachines or Indians, and we have a pretty big celebration at the church on usually is December 12th, when most of the whole town get together at the Catholic church, and we have a feast for everybody. Sometimes we have plays or activities for the kids. This holiday is based on when was the first time the Virgin of Guadalupe appeared up in the mountain to the Indian Juan Diego. It's basically the celebration of having a virgin who we claim represents us, the Hispanics. We do have the rosaries, which is also related to the religion. We start doing the rosaries starting like December 3rd and end up the last rosary on the 12th, which is end up in the big celebration. And what we do is we get together in the afternoons, a group of ladies, and we go to whoever houses in turn. We call them ofrendas and feed the people who come and pray. I know a couple people that make piñatas. Cruz is one of them. It's paper mache with newspapers and stuff to make the body of the piñata, and then after that she covers them up with color paper. Or sometimes she uses a balloon, or if she wants like a real traditional piñata, will have like a clay pot underneath and then cover it up and make the design. They teach you at school. You start making the mix of flour with water, so make the sticky stuff, and then you can start put it in the paper, and basically you just like blow up a balloon and then put the sticky stuff with the newspaper, and have to have a lot of patience to do one. Oh yeah, there's people making tamales. There's different kinds. There's reds, there's greens, and like Salvadorians, they sell pupusas, and those are very good, and I have a friend that makes those. And the Guatemalans, they also do tamales, and they do them different than Mexicans. They wrap them up in banana leaves. They put chicken with the bone inside the banana leaf with the dough, and the banana leaf gives the bread a different flavor. The group of Salvadorians and Guatemalans, it's not very big. I think the majority of the people or the Hispanics that are living in Storm Lake are Mexicans. Those are the ones that we get together and celebrate more our holidays. Like the date of the death, it's November 2nd. We celebrate like individually. We don't really do a big thing because that's more personal, like for the family. Usually it's just like a big feast that you offer that your loved one liked, and you share it with your friends. Now there's another holiday that usually United States like to celebrate, which is La Batalla de Puebla, Cinco de Mayo. We don't really celebrate that holiday a lot, and I don't know why United States is grabbing that as a big celebration for a Hispanic community. Mother's Day is a big holiday for the Hispanics, and we just participate in the 4th of July also. We started to celebrate a lot more. The Salvadorian, they did dances for everybody at the park this last July. We wanted to do like a Christmas. Usually the tradition is like going, doing peregrinaciones, you know, like walking from one house to another house, singing Christmas songs, but it's too cold for doing house to house. So we do it at the church. Come to Storm Lake. It's a great place to live. It's a very nice town, and we have a lot of diversity.
Garcia Variz of Storm Lake. Iowa Roots is a production of the Iowa Arts Council's Folk Life Coordinator Ricky Saltzman and Iowa Public Radio. For more Iowa Roots, visit iowaartscouncil.org or iowapublicradio.org.